Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you're listening to Mystic Records Radio. In a little while, we're going to have Sticky Doll on, and we're going to be playing some of their music. And first, I would like to go over the events calendar. Wow, there are so many good shows going on. I mean, where do we start? Okay, so let's start with Harlan Hallander. He's doing his thing live at the Buckaroo in Lake County Radio. He's on KPFZ 88.1 FM. Go get him, Harlan. And now back to the events going on. We have Look What the Cat Drug In by Toxic Cat Productions. Oh, for all of you who like free shows, here we go. The show will start off at 2:30 with several different bands and lining up with the Trillion Dollar Zombies. And I believe this is all happening today at the Doll Hut. They're having Celebrity Stalker, E and Guns of Eden, Wild Wild Monsters, and more. And, of course, we all know the world-famous Doll Hut is at 107 South Adams Street in Anaheim, California. It's a great place to be. All right, and we can't forget Ed Culver, the great photographer of punk rock. He's having his Idol Worship 2, LA Underground, photographs and events from 1978 through 1985 are going to be on display. You know, Ed Culver is widely known as one of the greatest photographers in rock history, and his most recognized work stems the raw energy of the youth that followed the first wave of punk rock. I mean, he was there. Of course, Video Lewis was too, and Dave Travis and a few others, and me. But anyway, Ed Culver, he took those values to their fullest extremes and archiving the earliest days of developing Los Angeles subcultures such as hardcore, goth, death rock, thrash, industrial, experimental. And though Edward Culver photographed some of the most legendary bands to emerge from the late 70s punk scene, an extraordinary amount of his images were previously unseen by the public. So now today, April 29th, from 7 o'clock this evening to 11 p.m., this is $25 and over, and you can get into Lethal Amounts, and it is located at 1226 West 7th Street, downtown Los Angeles, California. And now we're going to move on to a song from Sticky Doll. I love this one. This is one of my favorite little songs.
Sorry, little cunt, down and out and out. Sorry, little cunt, down and out and out. Sorry, little cunt.
Stay tuned. Later in the show, we're going to have the Sticky Dolls here in the studio. I just wanted to give you a little tease of their music, and there you go. Now, back to the account. The bulletin board, where we can account to all these wonderful musicians who are playing tonight. And one of my favorite places, East Los Angeles, East Los Femel Riot Night Part 2 is being hosted by our one and only Corrupted Youth at the Blue Spade 75 Studios, and that's at 1016 South Woods Avenue in East L.A., and the entrance is through the alley on Verona Street, and please don't park in the alley. And $4 all night. Show starts at 7 o'clock. It's an all-age show. BYOB, 420 friendly. No bottles, cans only. And performing are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bands for $4. And the first one, the Paradox, go up at 8:20. And then Rhythmic Asylum goes next. 9 o'clock, Destructive Bastards. 9:30, Dead 77. 10 o'clock, The Pope Virgins. 10:30, CXA. 11 o'clock, Sin Quince. 11:30, Final Blood Spit. And then headlining The Night's End will be Relapse. And, you know, Corrupted Youth is one of our bands, and we fully support everything they do. And this is going to be a really fun show. And I hope that I can find something here that you'll all like. Passing time. Couple more of our bands are playing tonight in Arizona. So all of you punk rock fans in Arizona, listen up. Antisocial and the Slack Bastards are playing with the Has-Beens at the Quarry Bisbee at 40 Brewery Avenue in Bisbee, Arizona. And it's a free show. You can't get any better than that. And Antisocial is a great band. They have a release that we put out a few months back, same with the Slack Bastards. They're all on the label here and going around touring. And, wow, free show. Can't beat that. Next up, we have today. These are all shows today. Okay, and another one for all of you in Arizona. Shout out to my friend Mike Knox, Rigor Mortis. He's going to be at the shows. And the Symbol 6 2017 U.S. Tour is kicking off. And today they're going to be at Chopper John's in Phoenix, Arizona, at 2547 East Indian School Road. So that'll be a lot of fun. Symbol 6, great band. You don't want to miss them. And they have quite a hefty tour going on, and you can check them out at their Facebook page, Symbol 6, and get their whole tour going. All right, so we're still waiting for Sticky Dolls to come on. And let's see, what can we... Let's put some Little Sweaty Girls on by the Battalion of Saints. Sweaty Little Girls. Records has a collector's edition coming out in black and white marble, so you'll want to check out Interpunk and all of your favorite record stores, because they'll be mixed in there and you'll never know if you're getting a collector's item or just black and white vinyl. Okay, so the Punk Festival, of course, but if you really, really, really want one of those collector items, there's only going to be 100 of them pressed. Facebook message me and we'll hook you up. Okay, now, some of my favorite UK bands are playing at the Punk Festival in Coventry. And, of course, that's in the United Kingdom. And, wow, what a lineup. The Vibrators, Dragster, Vomit, one of our bands on Café de Grand label. Fuck Dust 4, Face Up, Borrowed Time, Contempt, The Dregs, Gag Reflex, and Fuchimi. $10 at the door. Wow, what a lineup. I'd like to get on a plane and head to the UK. They really know how to have good parties. It's a lot of fun. All right, so let's see where we're at. Okay, that was Vomit. Jack Grisham of TSOL tomorrow is doing an interview and book signing at Dr. Strange Records. That will be tomorrow. And join us on April 30th at 3 p.m. for a special on-the-couch interview with the one and only Jack Grisham from TSOL, True Sound of Liberty. The complete interview will live stream online on the Dr. Strange Records Facebook page. And you can submit questions for him in real time. And they want you to please submit any questions for Jack in the comments below. Don't miss out. Remember, this is like an event to be notified where we go live. After the interview, Jack will be able to sign TSOL merchandise, books, and limited edition silkscreen posters. Hey, Jack, if you're out there listening, You can sign me anywhere. All right, here we go. Arthur.
I wonder what's her man. Let's go, cast right then, and the father's spirit.
April 30th, Noise Complaint presents Bum City Saints, Bite the Nerve, and Hellbender up in San Francisco. And this is at the Code Word at 917 Folsom Street in San Francisco. And they've got a good lineup going, $5 cover, and all ages are open, but beer is with ID only, of course. Can't have any underage drinking. All right, so I'm going to come up here to Sticky Doll and play one of their songs for you. They should be joining us shortly. If you go anywhere tonight and you're in the Los Angeles area, you've got to see the Rotters. They're playing at the Cafe Nila at 1906 Cypress Avenue in Los Angeles. And the Rotters, legendary Nardcore band of Mystic Records, featuring Fester Swollen on crazy guitar and Bob Lee, the Freaks, a Mad Ands, Backbiter, and Passionate Vocals, Sit on My Face, Stevie Nicks. Oh my gosh, I would do anything to be there. I love it. I could hop in my car and be down there in time to see the show. That would be so cool. Love you, Rotter, Sester Swollen, Ron, everybody. Wow, I'm just so excited. This is so cool. And the main reason for this party at Cafe Nila is the fact that it's Jonathan's birthday. And let's see. Well, of course, this is Jonathan Hall of the Freaks, Motorcycle, Black Madonnas, and Backbiter. There will be some food and fun and special guests. And the Swords of Fatima just added. And Pan and Nick Scott are playing now, so they'll bring their electric mix styles to the show. And, oh my gosh, I mean, so much fun. But 11:30, the Rodders, be there. Oh, I wish I had Sit on My Face Stevie Nicks to play right now. I'll have to get it next time. All right, so we've got some more Sticky Dolls coming up here with Weird. Nimrod, a Green Day tribute band, has got a show going on in Oceanside, California today, and it's a free show. And KMK Productions presents Nimrod, playing hits from their albums Dookie, Insomniac, and Nimrod, to name a few. Local Dead on the Wire and Boss Fight will also be playing and getting the crowd moving. Oh, can you see the pit swirling in Oceanside? Wow. They don't have a whole lot of clubs down there, so this is really cool to see that the Poorhouse in Oceanside at 1903 South Coast Highway, Oceanside, California, has got Dead on the Wire playing. Well, that would be a fun show. All right, so let's go for some more Sticky Dolls. How about Butcher Baby? Rather abruptly, I would like to give a shout out to Mike Knox of Rigor Mortis Hollywood. He has a new release out on Cafe de Grand Hollywood Records, and been around a long time. Did a lot of shows at the Cafe de Grand, and we all love the band, and hope to see you. Out at those shows in Arizona. All right, so today there is another free show, and this one's up in Portland. Have a lot of friends up in Portland. And Buttercup is playing with Pistol Whiplash, Happy Little Trees, and Jason Roxmore. This show is hosted by Pistol Whiplash. They have the cutest little poster up. You just got to check it out. And like I said, this is in Portland, Oregon, at the Starday Tavern at 6517 Southeast Foster Road in Portland, Oregon. All right, so here we go with some more Sticky Dolls. That red just won't come out.
Goddamn.
All right. Next shows that I see coming up on the board here, Cinco de Mayo. We have, let's see. Oh, at the Blue Spade 75 Studios in East L.A., they're having a really big show, and it starts at 6:30, $4 all night, and Corrupted Youth is playing, woohoo, another Café de Grand band. Social Conflict is playing at 11:20, and to headline the lat, the night is F.D. Ratas. All right, so, wow, what a, so much for $4. It's like Hybrid, Dead 77, 123, the 40 Ouncers. Oh, there's like 10 bands playing. I mean, what a good deal. To celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Okay, now, Riot Gun, another one of my favorite bands. Love you guys. They're having a record release party May 5th at the Bar 1650 in Corona. I love that place. That's a cool, cool gig. And they're also playing with The Nerve from San Francisco and Until We Die from Simi Valley and Kittenhead in L.A. and Badass. And it's going to be a night of great music and friends, so get on down there and party at the Bar 1650. That's down Corona, which is south of Los Angeles. Okay, so it looks like we have Greg on the line from Sticky Dolls. Hi.
El Sancho, por favor, señorita.
Oh, that's right, Sancho. Hey, how's it going there, Sancho?
Hey,
El Sancho. You're every man's nightmare.
Yes, I am. Hey, Candace, I apologize for calling in late. We're dealing with some medical stuff with my stepfather here, so I apologize to anybody that thought we were calling at 11:30.
We were just going over different things, and we played a few Sticky Doll songs.
Cool.
And we just got done playing Bread Won't Come Out.
Cool.
And that was a fun song. Yeah, and we still have a couple more songs left of Sticky Doll. I'm so glad that you tuned in. Better late than never, you know. It's always good to hear from you, Greg.
For sure. This is, let me introduce you to Candace. This is Sinna, the singer.
Hi, Sinna.
Hi. How's it
good
going?
Good to meet you. Oh, it's great. Great. I'm so glad that you're here. I really love what you guys are doing with Sticky Doll.
Thanks. Greg does all the work. I
show
up
and
wear the cute outfits and dance around on stage.
Well, the singing, the music, it's all really tight. It's good. Love it.
Yeah,
so
we're really lucky. Mhm.
Okay, so do you guys have any shows coming up? Any recent shows you'd like to tell us about?
Well, what we have coming up, show wise, isn't till the end of May. We're playing out at Maui Sugar Mill. In Tarzana, but we just moved to Yucca Valley. We literally took the keys to the house at 3 a.m. a few nights ago, and our plan, once we get settled, you know, we got to unpack, and, you know, there's a lot of music gear I got to haul and all of our belongings and all that stuff, so we got a couple of weeks of trying to get settled in, but
sure.
Moving
is a drag.
Yeah. But we got a place with a nice big garage, which is going to become our official music video filming type studio. So we are going to make videos for every song on our EP. So we're going to make 6 incredibly fucking badass music videos for each song on our EP.
Well, that's cool because, you know, we can help you get those released through Netflix and iTunes if you're interested through Sony Music.
Yeah.
I have distribution through Sony Music Entertainment. And
that's exciting. That's real exciting. And what we're doing, Candace, which I guess we're, you know, we're always trying to, like any band, you know, it's easy to say, oh, we're trying to be different, but we've always, up to this point, you know, before we start working with Mystic and stuff, we've been 100%, like, we're as DIY as DIY gets.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as making music videos, we're going to use fans, you know, in the videos. We're not going to hire people. We're not going to pay actors and actresses. We're going to use fans. It's going
to
be...
That's the best way, though, to have people
yeah.
that really enjoy your music, because, you know, it's real, and you're not going to have a bunch of snotty little kids there.
Well, unfortunately, the girl that I wrote that song about, unfortunately, I can't find her anymore. I would gladly have her in the video, and we'd probably, like, do really bad stuff to her.
Well, you have a great, great stage show, and I know that you have... a great following. I mean, and Karina Klein's done some dancing on stage with you as well, and she brings a lot of fun to different shows. But you know, Sticky Doll is hard and heavy punk rock. You know, driven out of the back alley of Mar Vista, California, and now coming to Yucca Valley.
That's right.
Yep.
We're going to turn into a desert stoner rock band, I think.
Well, I really like your songs, you know. They're in your face, stripped down, raw, sometimes a little twisted, and, you know, the unique vocals of Sina are just amazing, and Sancho, El Sancho, you know, it does remind me of the days of X, because I worked with X Scene and John Doe and Billy Zoom way back in the early 80s. They used to play at the cafe a lot, and the things that you guys do, like the relating to the Plasmatics, back in the early days at the Cafe de Grand, people started calling me Candy O, because I was known to get on stage and smash stuff up.
Hey, you can come up on stage
yeah.
with us anytime, Candace.
I'd love that.
Anytime.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Love it. Okay.
Yep.
So we have another.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to add, you know, talking about the music videos and upcoming shows. We have basically, well, you saw some footage of us, like you said, with Karina on stage with us. Yeah, we are increasing our live show quite a bit. You know, we're a punk band, but you know what? I'm influenced by big show bands. You know, I like my Kiss, and I like my Rammstein, and my Marilyn Manson, and my look kind of gothic side and all that. But I've always liked bands that put a show on around great music. And
sure.
I feel like I can confidently say we've worked really hard to put out some really great music. So now we're going to really be kind of focusing on, not focusing, but we're adding to our live show. So the shows that we start doing beyond May and into the summer, and we hope to jump on a tour. We're doing a lot of cool shit live, let's just say. I'll leave it at that. You know, we're very blood-themed, we're very sexual-themed, and we're going to really be incorporating that in our live shows. And to bring it back to the videos, you know, we're going to introduce all that stuff on the videos so people can get a taste of what we're going to really have to offer live. Does that make sense?
You're very entertaining to watch, and it's good to know that, you know, you're going to be adding to it, because you already have a fantastic show, you know, as well as the music and the entertainment value of watching what's going on. And you know, it adds a lot to the music with the stage shows that you perform, and
yeah.
it makes it a really good time for everybody, you know.
Well, we want people to want to come see us live. We want people to get their money's worth, obviously. That's a generic thing to say, but it's true. We want people to want to come and to get their money's worth and to leave feeling like they just saw a fucking killer show, and they're like going, oh my God, did you see when they did this? Oh my God, did you see that girl getting blah, blah, blah? You know what I mean? Like, I want them to like remember the show and talk about us to their friends. And that's just kind of how, you know, that's kind of how it works. And that's the kind of band we want to be in and get known for. Is we're really entertaining live. We sound killer. Our songs are great. And we just want to add to that. We're not trying to drown it out. We're not some 80s hair band that has to look good and sound like shit. You know, we're just trying to add to hopefully what we think we already have going that's good. We just want to add to it.
Well, yeah, I think you do a really good job. It's very theatrical. I actually have an associate arts degree in theatrical stage certificate. I achieved
it
at LA Valley College. Yeah. And if I hadn't started working at the Café de Grand, my goal was to be an art director at a local studio. I grew up in the motion picture industry, and I've worked on many, many plays, even one with Michael Fox, Stage Door. And yeah, live stage theater is so much fun, and I do all the theatrical makeup. I actually received screen credit for Savage Streets. Linda Blair and Scott Mayer starred in it. And, yeah, the director pulled one of my pulled Scott under the monitor one day after I had done his makeup. And he told everybody to get over here. And I'm thinking, oh, man, what did I do wrong? And he said, I want everybody's makeup to look like this, natural and real punk rock makeup. And it's like, oh, cool, dude. I even got my name in the credits for that, you know, for my makeup. It seemed like I was doing about 40 punk rockers a night for the you know, all the extras and everybody, because they all...
Yeah, no, that's
was
incredible.
Natural for me,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's really cool.
It was fun, and I met Scott when I was in college. We were both theater art majors, and, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So if you're out there, Scott, call me. I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can help me.
Doll
yeah.
In the studio here. We've got Sancho and...
El Sancho. El Sancho. The El is very important.
Yeah.
Because it lets everybody know that I am the Sancho.
the head Sancho. I see. All right. Well, I've got another Sticky Doll song here for everybody.
Yay.
All right. Here we go.
Cool.
Thanks, Kevin.
Our
El Sancho, would you like to elaborate on the lyrics for Killboy Powerhead?
Si, senorita. Let me clarify, that is a cover song, Candace. That song was originally written and recorded by a band in the early 90s called The Digits, and I wound up being really good friends with the bass player of that band, who unfortunately passed away this year on the same date Lemmy died the year prior. Drug and alcohol addiction, it's serious, you know. But anyway, rest in peace, Doug, and I want to give them full credit for that song, obviously. But, you know, it lends itself to a conversation with you that I hope we can have soon. You brought up the compilation CD that Mystic wants to do. And Sticky Doll does a number of cover songs right now. We have a few recorded, but we're kind of infamous for a few of our specific covers we do. And we would love to get on your compilation CD, and we're thinking specifically about a song that I'll wait until we talk about it. I don't want to give it away over the air, but it lends itself to a really incredible video to go along with it, and we could market the holy shit out of it and have some success with Mystic and Sticky Doll, you know.
Well, and, you know, at Mystic we have several imprint labels, and covers is one of them, and they're all cover songs, different bands doing different covers, you know. So, I'm excited. I can't wait. Ooh-hoo.
But you know what, Candace, back to the song Killboy. It was originally written and recorded by The Digits. I don't know if you know, but Offspring basically paid them off. Like the year or two after they put it out on their album, Offspring decided, oh, we were going to make a bunch of money off this song. So they paid The Digits off, and they paid them a lot of money because they were able to basically just give up music and, like, live and buy houses and shit. And Offspring, you know, I don't know. I got to be careful what I say in this industry, but in my opinion, Offspring did not do it any justice. And so when we talked about doing it, even though we knew Offspring had already done it, we thought, you know, it's just such a great song. I was real close with Doug. Yeah, and I was real close with Doug, and the sound we have with my bass, which is, I don't know if people know that are listening or have heard our music, it's all bass. Like, I'm only playing a bass. I've got a specific setup that gives me a guitar sound, but I'm driving the whole sound with my bass guitar. But the way we sound on Killboy and all of our songs, we kind of have that classic misfit sound, that tone, you know?
Yeah, you do.
So when we were playing around with Killboy, we're like, wow, this sounds great the way we do it. We have to record it.
Well, you know, I never heard it before, and I apologize for never hearing the band. I spent a lot of time moving after the Café de Grand closed in 86.
Yeah.
I moved around a few different, trying to figure out what I wanted to do, because it ended so abruptly, you know.
Right.
I found a good job. I was happy. I was doing the movie thing on the side, you know, because in the movie industry, when a film's done, your job is done, then you go to the next one.
Yeah.
You know, and at the cafe, I met a lot of really cool people, and kept in touch with all of them all these years. And then when it closed, it's like, ooh, wowee. I mean, within a month of our first violation for minors drinking, then the second violation, we got shut down by LAPD, occupancy, the fire department, everything, you know. And
that was kind of the official ending of the cool 80s LA punk scene too, right, those years?
Yeah,
wasn't
it
that
was.
Kind of the...
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we had two stages going 7 days a week, and then all of a sudden, bam, it was down. And the police were down on the punk scene really hard back then. So I eventually just moved up north here where I live now in Cottonwood. and do the farming thing. And
nice.
You know,
yeah.
My kids grew up and learned to fit in society. My son's had a good job as a millwright at a local lumber mill, and my daughter owns her own company and does quite well. And I have six grandchildren and I have two great granddaughters.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I let my daughter get married at 16. I got married at 16. My mom got married at 16. And when my daughter came home and said, "Mama, I'm in love," and she had this look, the two of them had this look in their eyes. It's like, man, I can't stand in the way. I'll emancipate you. You go off and do your thing. And, you know, the child from that marriage is 22 years old, and she's married now and has two of the cutest little girls. Oh, my goodness. I just love them too. And it's so fun to be so young and have so many children in the family.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Great. And you know, Sarah, my oldest granddaughter, she grew up with the punk scene. And my kids grew up going to different studios and Ronnie James Dio when we were doing work for them my kids had a lot of fun. We'd play TSOL and make our own little slam pit in the house, you know.
We hope to do some shows with TSOL. I think Sticky Doll with their classic crowd would be really cool.
That would be fun. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I gave a shout out to Jack Grisham earlier because he's got a book signing thing going on tomorrow at Doctor Strange Records, and it's going to be live. And yeah, it'll be fun. I haven't seen him since Safari Sands when Keith Morris was playing with the Circle Jerks, and they were doing a release for the movie American Hardcore, and some of the films that Video Lewis had done were in there, and of course all of us were there. Jack Grisham was there, and Ron Emery, and me, Video Lewis, and all the old Cathay group, you know, Keith Morris, you know, it was good times, you know. We've all been friends a long, long time, you know. And we love what we're doing. That's what's so cool. And like Sticky Doll, you love what you're doing. We love what you're doing. You're being creative, and you're out there talking and singing about the change you want in the world, and having a theatrical performance along with your shows. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, you know?
Yeah. Thanks, Candace.
All right. So let me see. What do I have here? Okay. I got to play my favorite little Sticky Doll song again, too. I just love this. This is my favorite song. All right. Here we go.
Yay.
Bye.
guys have played with another one of my favorite bands, Rodents of Unusual Size.
Oh, we love those guys. We love those guys.
I think that's a great lineup. What other bands have you guys played with?
You know, we played with a lot of Inland Empire bands that we kind of, when we started out a year ago, we got right in with the Logs and Megan's Law Enforcement, which was formerly BDSM. Now they're back. Corey, the singer and the bass player from BDSM.
Okay.
No, they were Pissed Poor, and then now Corey's back with BDSM.
Oh.
Yeah. Rodents.
Yeah, I like the Logs. They're good.
Yeah. Revolt Chicks. You know, we've played with a lot of good bands. We've met a lot of good bands, and you know what? None of them are in LA. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. Okay, you know, a band I'd like to give a shout out to in LA that we do like a lot. They're very Black Flag-ish. The singer is as real as it fucking gets.
Yeah.
His name's Michael Clapp, and the band is called Scrub. And I'd love
to
give them a shout-out. Yeah, they're fucking awesome. And if anybody is listening to this and they are in L.A. or SoCal, go catch those guys. They put on a killer show. It's not made up and produced. He is just a fucking in-your-face Henry Rollins-ish kind of guy. He's not a ripoff or anything like that, but he's just real, you know. And the band is heavy punk, you know.
Supportive.
Yeah, and the band himself is, you know, he's kind of the main guy, and he's really supportive of the scene, and in, you know, in good punk rock fashion, he's very against a lot of bullshit in our life right now in society and stuff like that. So yeah, I can't give them enough kudos.
Mike Clapp,
you know,
on vocals?
Yeah, Michael Clapp. He's on Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
Got a big
I like bands that sing about the change they want to see in the world. I mean, that's what punk rock is all about, you know.
Real punk rock, yeah.
Totally.
Right, and, you know, it's just the freedom of speech is so wonderful to be able to have a platform to get your message out there and sing about what you want to see and, you know, changes that you want in the world. And I was just looking at their webpage, Scrub Kings of Patriot Punk.
Yeah.
You know, based in Los Angeles, born out of economic pressure and governmental corruption. You know, they're musical patriots, right? I mean, dishing out tasty riffs and lyrics. Spawned out of East L.A. I mean, even I used to live in East. I've lived in East L.A. before. I had a rough time because I didn't speak Spanish. But
yeah, I was born there and raised there.
Were you really?
Yeah, in East L.A.
Some friends for a while and it was cool. I was really young. I'd run away from home and they said, well, come on over. And they taught me how to make tamales. Oh my goodness. I made really good Mexican tamales.
Candace, you know, Senna, es tamale caliente.
Sí.
Bonito, señorita. Tamale caliente.
I can't eat anything hot, if you mean it spicy hot or caliente in the sexual form. In Spanish, it goes both ways. I actually took 2 years of Spanish after I lived in East L.A., but it was fun. It was different, and I loved being in the kitchen with all these women coming together and cooking all this really good food. I mean, I learned a lot when I lived there, and it was like really fun.
The Mexican community is incredible, and you know I created this El Sancho character for myself and all that. But you know what? I was born and raised in a very small farm town in Washington State, a little town called Moxie. And I was raised with immigrant Mexican workers working in the apple orchards and the hop fields and all that. And so the Mexican community was very prevalent in my youth growing up, you know, and then I moved to L.A., you know, many years ago. But I've always had a real I've always been drawn to that community, you know. And with Sticky Doll, that's not something I wanted to throw out, is our next album, we're going to have some Spanish and Mexican, what's the word I'm looking for, a little bit of the language in some of our songs. As far as the live show, we're going to incorporate
that's cool.
a few visuals. Yeah. Because,
well, I mean, look at Richie Valens when he came up with La Bamba. All of
yeah.
the record, people in the record industry said, oh, man, it'll never go. And, I mean, today I get goosebumps when I hear that song. I just love it, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he brought the two worlds together. And, you know, I live in a rural community now in Northern
mm-hmm.
California. And if it were not for the Hispanic population who work hard in those fields all day long, Californians
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have the produce that they have. And
oh,
people
absolutely.
Need to appreciate, really appreciate
mm-hmm.
the hard work that the migrant workers put in to
mm-hmm.
get food to the tables for Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And
yeah. Yeah.
Well, Candace, another thing with the Hispanic community that I discovered, you know, when I discovered it was 6 years ago, I went to Pasadena Street Fair. They were having outdoor bands, and I saw this band from Monterrey, Mexico called Kinky. And
okay.
the place was absolutely mobbed. And it was Kinky's a band. They're like I said, they're from Monterrey, Mexico. They're kind of electronica pop rock, but live they're very punk. Their sound is a lot harder, and they put on
so cool.
energy wise. Yeah, you should check them out. They're called Kinky.
Well, you know, there's a growing movement in Mexico. Some friends of mine who like Raw Power are from Italy. They tour in Mexico all the time because there's quite a large movement of the punk scene coming out of Mexico these days.
Yeah,
you know,
we're very aware of that, and we definitely want to get involved in that, and we're ready to tour. That's why we chose to make the move to Yucca, you know, dump our day jobs and all that so we can focus on Sticky
mm-hmm.
and getting us out there on the road. And getting on the road means going into Mexico and going out of the country, and, you know, UK and Germany and Bilbao, Spain, you know, where the punk rock is, you know.
And don't forget all of the big festivals. I mean, gee, back
absolutely.
in the 80s, I mean, we were hated. I mean, you know, regular society put us down and
mm-hmm.
Chickabore
yeah.
had
yeah.
such a fit over El Duce's stage show. I mean, the Mentors
yeah.
were a stage show, but they were too early for
violent.
What they were doing,
yeah.
And they were very misunderstood. But I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was all a show, you know. And
yeah.
and
yeah.
I always miss Eldon because he was a very close friend of mine.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
The Mentors are actually playing tonight at the Garage in Ventura. So,
yeah,
and they're playing with Modern Enemy and Dunfor. And Eric Carlson, lead guitarist for the band, has always been a very close friend of mine since the early 80s and still is today. And looks like they've added a fourth member to the band because I see four little black hoods on their poster.
See, that's the thing with the Mentors. You don't know who's original is still up there because anybody you just put a hood on, you go.
Well, they actually started the thing with the hood because they were so controversial, they didn't want to be seen in public and recognized, you know.
Yeah, no, there were people that wanted to lynch them, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
Because they didn't understand that it was it was just a sideshow, you know. And El Duce, his name, Eldon Hoke, he used to MC for strippers at the Ivar Theater. And we had really slow nights after a while at the cafe on Wednesdays. So Michael Brennan, the owner of the club, and I got together, and we started doing a live show with him because he was really funny. I mean,
yeah.
I would write a monologue for him, a basic monologue every week, and we did the show live. Video Lewis filmed just about every show we did. And we started getting write-ups from the L.A. Weekly of what a cool show it was. It was fun. It was rude, crude, sociably unacceptable. And, you know, some of the films are up on my YouTube page, Candyland Star Ranch. And Video Lewis has a lot of them up on Vimeo and different places. And, you know, we were beginning to show the real side of El Duce. You know, we called it
Duce's
cold
feet. He was a real character.
Yeah, he was. He
but
was,
in a
but,
good
you
way,
know,
he was really the personality. Yeah.
Yeah, he was very respectful. Actually,
yeah.
Most people never saw that side of him, but we worked together, and he never said a cuss word in front of me ever. And he used to tell people that I was the only true lady in Hollywood. And it's like, whoa.
That's awesome.
You know, that was,
hey, that's
that
quite
was
an honor
really
coming
nice.
From El Duce.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, he saw the filthy side of Hollywood where, you know, yeah, well, at a strip theater, you know, it's a whole different scene. But, yeah, we were really good friends, and I managed the band for a long time. Steve Broy, who's with the band now, was one of the original founders of the Mentors, and he went off to college when the Mentors used to play at the Café de Grand, and Ed Danke, who... rest in peace, passed away quite a long time ago, played in the band. Mostly when it was the cafe, it was Ed Danke, El Duce, and Eric Carlson. And I didn't meet Steve Broy until 2009 when they came up to Reading, and I filmed them in Reading doing a show. And this guy walks up to me, African-American, and he says, "Hi, I'm El Duce." And I looked at him, I said, "No, you're not." You know? It's like, no.
Yeah.
And Eric started laughing because it's like, yeah. the real El Duce is gone. So I don't know if their new drummers keep using the same handle for as Eldon. I don't know. I
yeah.
talked to Eric just a couple of days ago, didn't think to ask, but, you know. Back to Sticky Dolls, here's another one of their songs. I like this.
Bye.
we're back in the studio here with Sticky Doll.
We're here, Candace. We're
yep,
still
we
here. Uh-oh. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
And Santa, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yep, perfect.
Santa. Okay, great. You know,
yeah.
The two of you put on such a good performance. It's amazing to listen to your songs. And your vocals together, you harmonize so well. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really got lucky that we just, that happened. I mean, when I met Greg, I was like, I want to start a band with you. But I, you know, we hadn't even sang together at that point. We had just met, and I was a singer, and he was a musician, and I just wanted to start a band. So we got lucky.
And how did you meet?
Just kind of through mutual friends.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Actually, we were at we were watching an ex tribute band called Rated X. We were at a show watching this band. That's how we met. And we started talking about, oh, you like X? Oh, you like X? And that's how the whole thing kind of started, really.
Because I loved X. And El Sancho really didn't know a whole lot about X because he wasn't in L.A., which is where X is from. And I was born and raised in L.A., so I knew X. And I had friends that knew John and Xene. And so he just was like, hey, do you want to get together and jam and play some X songs? And I was like, yeah. And then
I really just want to get in the pants, Candace.
Yeah, that was... that was a great opening line for me. And then we just, of course, after that started dating. And then El Sancho needed a place to stay. And I'm like, well, why don't you just live with me? I don't know if you're my boyfriend, but move in with your cat. So, and then I wanted to start a band.
And you've been together for how long? I mean, as a band.
4 years. Oh, as a band?
Yeah.
Two years
wow.
In the band.
But we've only been playing out for 1 year.
You've really done great for just starting out, you know?
Yeah, May
is exactly 1 year
for us.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said May is exactly 1 year for us playing live shows.
Wow, that is so cool. And you've brought it together really tight. I mean, it's amazing. It's just meant to be.
Thanks, Candace.
Well, I really enjoy your music, and I'm so glad that you came on and introduced yourselves to our fans out there and listened to some of your music. And we actually are off the air, but it's still recording. And if you guys had anything else you wanted to shout out to any of your friends, go ahead and do it now because we're going to sign off here and party or go home.
Shout outs? I don't know. You know, like I said, we're just focusing on videos, and we are doing that show at the end of May. It's May 26th. At Maui Sugar Mill Saloon in Tarzana. And other than that, I'm trying to get us on Riot Fest in the UK. And there's a thing, Riot Fest is in Chicago in September. If we get on that, we're going to plan a 2-week tour around that. And prior to that is Rebellion Fest in the UK. That's in a few months. It's very last minute, but we've kind of got a couple connections. So I'm kind of aggressively trying to pursue that one. But if we get on that, we'll do a couple weeks around the UK and surrounding, you know.
Well, I'll instant message you on Facebook because I have a few friends in the UK that if it's not too late, they should be able to help you. But for now, we're going to sign off. And thank you for coming, El Sancho and Senna. It was very nice having you on the show today, and we look forward to seeing more of your shows and your tour coming up. And the Maui Sugar Mill Saloon is a great place to play, and closer to the date, I'll go ahead and advertise your show. And everybody, I want to thank everyone for supporting the bands. And party or go home. We'll see you next time.
Gracias, señorita.
Gracias.
All right. Later.
Okay, bye.